This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Across the nation today, communities will commemorate the birth and accomplishments of the great civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Soon after his assassination in 1968, many American cities renamed streets for him. Now two journalists, writer Jonathan Tyelove and photographer Michael Falco, have published a book based on a pilgrimage they made visiting various MLK avenues across the country. It's called Along Martin Luther King Travels on Black America's Main Street. The writer, Jonathan Tyelove, told Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates that they found plenty of eager tour guides along their way.
We got the kind of thing where you would start talking to somebody, and that would lead you to the next person, and then they would say, well, what you really got to see is this club or this church, and the days just were endless in a good way, because you just never could get off the street. Part of it also was because it's a photo book. You were trying to capture people in places that told their story, and with the available light also. So you were meeting people and then rejoining them at another place along the street that had particular meaning to them, because they wanted to be there to kind of enjoy the moment as well. I mean, there were people who said, this is the trip I wanted to take.
So they wanted to watch you discovering what it was that you were going to discover.
Exactly. And I think they kind of envied the fact that we were going to get to go to the next street.
Mm-hmm. Chris Rock has a very famous comedy routine where he notes that wherever there's a street named Martin Luther King in any given city, it's usually in a pretty beat-up part of town. Did you find that to be true?
Yeah, the single most cited comment by everyone you meet along the line is to quote Chris Rock saying that, or his advice that if someone calls you and says they're on Martin Luther King, you know, tell them to run. And there's, you know, the element of truth there, that there are places where there's, you know, crime or drugs or violence or whatever. But I did not find it, neither Mike and I, to nearly the extent that stereotype would indicate. And once you get past the battered exterior, the threadbare kind of accommodations or fronts of a lot of these storefronts or poverty, that there was this incredible richness. It was just, it was like you had stepped into another world, and you would meet people along the way who just had extraordinary lives and who held these streets together without any kind of portfolio or title or recompense, and you would forget entirely about that first impression of the street.
The other thing that I started to wonder about when I read Along Martin Luther King is, are there any King streets in white parts of the cities you visited? I know that in all the cities I've ever been in, all the MLKs have been in black neighborhoods or gone through black neighborhoods and maybe ended up somewhere else. Do they ever name streets after King in white parts of town?
The State House in Minnesota, in St. Paul, is on Martin Luther King, and it's newly named, and it's the only thing on the street. And that was a result of, I think, Minnesotans learning that they were one of the states that did not have a Martin Luther King Street, and I think they felt bad about that. And so there was one named at the University of Minnesota campus, one of the campuses, and there was one in Mankato. And then the mayor of St. Paul took the initiative to say, we should have one, and they ended up naming the street that the Capitol's on. But the only other examples I know of are places that nothing's on, which are highways and, you know, roads around parks like they have in San Francisco, which I think in some ways are a way of avoiding the issue of who's on the street by simply naming something that people drive very quickly through.
Mm-hmm. You say that the string of Martin Luther Kings across the country serves as a main street for black America. Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think you can learn almost everything about the politics and history of black America by following this street of a single name across the country. And it's really quite extraordinary. Not everything is on it, but everything that you would want to find, you can get to via Martin Luther King. And it really is, it's typically the most important street through what is or was the black community in all the cities and towns where it is. It's rare that it's just a random street. There's always going to be some history there. It's either the street that was the commercial thoroughfare during segregation. So oftentimes that's why it was in better shape during segregation, because businesses had to be replicated there that now don't have to be. So every King Street, by virtue of where it is and where it begins and where it ends, tells the story of that community.
Mm-hmm. And so that was an important way that they differed from one another.
but the common link was that they were central to the experience of the black community in that city or town.
Was there resistance? Did you hear tales of resistance when they renamed the streets? We live out here in Los Angeles, and what is now Martin Luther King Boulevard used to be called Santa Barbara Boulevard, and I wasn't around when the name was changed, but I was told that there was some resistance because people thought, well, it had a name. It was a perfectly good name. Why don't you name something else after him? Did you hear stories like that?
Yeah, that's more the rule than the exception. It's rare that a street is named without some resistance along those lines. And in fact, San Diego in, I think it was 86, named Market Street King, and then the people on the street with businesses put it on the ballot and they rescinded it. Recently, there was a debate in San Jose about naming a street, and because it was an important street in the Mexican community there, there was resistance to changing the name, and that street wasn't changed there. I mean, this continues to stir controversy, and that's kind of one of the reasons why it's such a nice testament to King's memory, is because it restores the edge to his memory and his legacy, as opposed to the holiday, which tends to be kind of lowest common denominator, grade school coloring contests and sales. And I think you lose the fact that he was a person who created a lot of disquiet and controversy.
Did you have a favorite moment that occurred as you journeyed along the Martins?
Toward the end, in Portland, Oregon, which is a mostly white city, so we were interested in kind of what a king looked like in the black neighborhood, but in a mostly white place, and we were at this gospel concert at the Miracles Club on MLK there, which is where they have a lot of 12-step programs, and there were these two beautiful little girls holding Martin Luther King fans, and it was the very same fan we had seen at a campaign rally for the man who became the first black mayor in Selma, a year and a half earlier. And you just had the feeling that this was a continuous journey and that these places were connected really tightly from Selma to Portland, Oregon, and back again. And a guy we met along that street said, "This seems like it must be some kind of spiritual journey," and I think he was onto something.
Journalist Jonathan Tyloff journeyed with photographer Michael Falco around the United States. Together they wrote Along Martin Luther King, Travels on Black America's Main Street. Mr. Tyloff, thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen.
That interview by Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates.